My ideal rape scenario, eh? You want me to give the board ideas? Well, there's fantasies that I think I've only spoken about once, and it was on a Vocaroo track years ago, so perhaps people who aren't older denizens might benefit from hearing it. So, I've had a fantasy where I go out with friends, and somebody spikes my drink or something. I get blackout drunk, you know. Basically, drugs must be involved here for the pass out and the forgetfulness effect. But one of the big desires I have is, after this happens, I wake up tied up with the vast majority of my skin covered in something. Now, it doesn't have to be latex because I know how much of a mess that is. But the point is that there's not a lot of skin for me to feel much of anything. It's covered. My eyes are covered in a blindfold. My hands are bound behind my back. My legs are dangling. I'm suspended. I've got headphones over my ears with white noise going so that all I can do is feel as who knows how many men use every single pore I have as violently as they wish for as long as they wish. I have actively fantasized to this idea, and there's sort of a kink to it, thinking that it would be someone that I know who would betray me that way, and that I would never know who it is by the time I'm done, if I have throat left with which to swallow something. Another dose of the drug would be administered, and I would awaken either in front of my home or on my couch, utterly used, wondering if I need an STD test, covered in God's know how many people's gum, in a ton of pain, wondering who the fuck it was that I was with who could possibly do that to me. Another sort of scenario, a lot of these involve kidnapping, mind you, that I've thought about, is one similar to that script I did, actually, sort of getting kidnapped. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, brought to a basement. No, I'd want to be left in, say, a condo or an apartment or something, you know, something that would just be mine, and left there under constant surveillance, lock and key, and randomly have someone who is unidentifiable, who's dressed in such a way or has a mask on or something. You know, they bring me food and I'm forced to eat it on my hands and knees. I'm taken for their pleasure whenever they damn well please. I'm bound and tied and gagged and utterly ravaged at the will of this individual, who then turns around and tells me how grateful I must be for having that sort of attention. So I don't have to worry about anything other than when I'm next going to become his victim. And perhaps eventually it is still unwilling, and I put up all of the fronts of a fight, but somewhere inside of me, I grow to accept this place, this idea that this benefactor of mine, the only human contact I get apart from, let's say, I need mental stimulation, so they'd give me books so I don't end up, you know, killing myself while I'm waiting there. And there becomes this sort of, I'm eventually given back, and somehow consensual sex is utterly ruined for me. So I end up putting myself in the position where I will go to bars, sleazy places, college campuses, places where I know roofies run rampant, and actively court people that my spidey sense, so to speak, tells me might be rapists. So I hope that you enjoyed that, Anon. I'm still working on your improv you requested. Well, I thought that you might think that a peek into the shallow side of my twisted fantasies might be interesting.